This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. New data from the State Health Department shows more Colorado adults are vaping. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The increase is driven by 18 to 24-year-olds. Usage shot up during the first couple of years of the pandemic, and now a quarter of them use e-cigarettes regularly. Tiffany Schomer is the State Health Department's Tobacco Cessation Supervisor.
E-cigarette use has increased particularly among people who have never smoked. So these are folks who started with vapes, continue with vapes.
For years, health experts warned the industry was targeting young people with marketing of highly addictive, sweet and candy-flavored vaping products, which could hook them on tobacco, nicotine, and cannabis. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A new union survey shows many Denver teachers have not gotten the required training on discipline issues. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Nearly half of educators don't have plans on how to prevent and intervene in serious discipline issues, nor have they got training in restorative practices. 70% say their schools use contingency plans at least once a week due to a lack of substitute teachers or staffing. The union's Rob Gould.
The systems, they're going to break if we keep putting burdens on them.
More than half of respondents reported that they must do district-mandated training outside of work. One is a 30-hour equity training. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
To help Coloradans better see what's happening in hospitals, the state's Hospital Association has released two new online dashboards. They show publicly available hospital data, including patient care volume, economic impact, and free or discounted care. The association has compiled information by legislative district, county, or hospital, and about population-level health factors like obesity, tobacco use, unemployment, and more. There's a link on the website of the Colorado Hospital Association. This is CPR News and KRCC.